This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers under the Biden administration is not supporting the shutdown of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Corps issued a permit for the pipeline during the Trump administration and has been involved in a legal battle in District of Columbia courts since then. In a short report filed Monday, the Corps told the D.C. District it's conducting an environmental study, and until it's completed, the agency has no findings to support the need for a shutdown. The Corps reports the environmental study will not be completed until March 2022. Until then, it says the question of granting an injunction now rests in the sound discretion of the court. Judge James Boasberg ordered the pipeline to be shut down last summer, but the D.C. Court of Appeals reversed that order. The appellate court ruled Boasberg had not made the necessary findings before issuing the injunction. The appellate court did find the Corps' permit violated the National Environmental Policy Act and sent the case back for further action. President Biden's proposed American Families Plan could be especially impactful for Indigenous college students. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The plan would put $109 billion toward a nationwide community college tuition waiver. Brad Tindall is president of Central Wyoming College, a federally designated Native American-serving institution based just outside the Wind River Reservation. For most students, he says affording tuition is only part of the problem.
The real expense is the opportunity cost of not having your job.
But Tindall says the waiver would allow students to put federal Pell Grant and other scholarship money towards their living expenses, freeing them up to finish a degree. And Biden's plan would extend the same benefits to students at tribal colleges. President Charles Russell of Diné College says that investment would have ripple effects beyond individual students.
Over 85% of graduates of tribal colleges stay in their community. So what is that impact of having a role model now with a degree in their community, down the street, in their neighbor's house?
And the funding boost would help keep tribal colleges afloat after an especially difficult year. Haven Gourneau is president of Fort Peck Community College on the Assiniboine and Sioux Reservation in Montana.
The students would be able to pay their bills because a lot of them can't pay their tuition, you know, and we basically have to eat that cost.
The proposal would be paid for by tax hikes on corporations and the wealthiest Americans, making it a tough sell in Congress. Many Republican lawmakers have already voiced opposition. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
More details and the names of victims were released Monday by the Brown County Sheriff's Office about the deadly shooting at the Oneida Nations Casino in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Two people were killed by a gunman Saturday night inside a restaurant in the conference center adjacent to the casino, and one person who survived was shot outside. After the suspect shot the third victim, he was killed by police. Sheriff Todd Delane.
The victims of this tragic event are Ian J. Simpson. He's 32 years of age and was shot inside the restaurant. Jacob T. Bartle, 35 years of age, shot inside the restaurant. And Daniel L. Mulligan, 28 years of age, who was shot outside the complex. And as of right now, we know that he's in serious but stable condition in a hospital in Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 62-year-old Bruce Poeffel, was a former employee who had been fired. Police believe the shooting was targeted. The investigation is ongoing. The Oneida Nation is continuing to provide services for employees. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, you can learn who's eligible, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor at aarp.org/vaccineinfo. AARP supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.